Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about knowing who you are and how knowing who you are can help you handle setbacks better and ultimately help you feel better about yourself. This week I want to talk about others and about how knowing who others are and accepting them for who they are can also help you feel better about yourself overall. So let me start with a story. I've mentioned several times that my older son's on an internship in Los Angeles. So this past week, my family and I, we went out and visited him in LA and spent the week out there. And it was my first time in LA. I'd never been out there before. I've been to California a couple different times, San Francisco, San Diego. So I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But I will tell you this, based on sort of news accounts and things I've heard, I was expecting there to be a mass explosion of homelessness when I arrived in LA. In fact, I expected almost to have to check into a homelessness camp as opposed to checking into a hotel. That's how bad it is if you listen to the news. And I'm not going to lie, when I got to LA, especially when we were down in the Hollywood area, homelessness is pretty bad. There are people living on the streets, there are tent cities, there's trash and shit in places where it shouldn't be because of people staying in places they shouldn't be. And so without a doubt, there is a problem with homelessness in Los Angeles, without a doubt. And while you're in LA, it's actually really easy to get irritated with some of the homelessness you see. One, it's an eyesore. You look over at a building that should look nice, and instead there's a tent leaned up against it, or there's some graffiti on the side of it, or God knows what. And the other thing is it just makes people uncomfortable. When you see people laying on the sidewalk, or you see people acting in a way that's weird, it just makes people uncomfortable. And I would say that in general, I probably had some of those same sort of reactions that, you know, it's kind of dirty, it's kind of gross, and like these people make me a little nervous when they're like moving around. But then I had something happen. We were driving back from dinner one night, and as we were at this intersection, there was a lady standing there, clearly homeless, not really doing much, just sort of standing there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she lost her mind. Not at anybody in particular. Actually, not at anybody at all. She started arguing with herself. And she started screaming and having this conversation back and forth with herself about, you don't know who I am and leave me alone and fuck you and all this sort of stuff. And in that moment, it hit me. This lady is homeless, not because she's trying to destroy the city, not because she's trying to get on my nerves because I have to see her shit in the street, not because she's trying to make me uncomfortable because I'm trying to take my family to Hollywood and she's in the way. She's on the streets because she has issues. Clearly, as I was standing there, clearly she had issues. I don't know what it was exactly because I didn't take the time to talk to her. But as a psychologist and as a human being, it took me all of about 3 seconds to figure out she had issues. The reason why I bring this up is because I think people forget that second part. They look at the first part and they go, I don't like this. I don't like how people live. I don't like how people destroy my city. And they forget about the second part. That these people, are just people who have issues. All people are people who have issues. They might not be the same. You might not be living on a sidewalk yelling at the sky about God knows what. Maybe your issue is that you and your husband can't seem to get along no matter what. Maybe your issue is that you and your kids seem to get into fights way more than you would like. But at the end of the day, people are just people who have issues. But again, I think a lot of people forget this. The problem with this is when I forget that I have issues and when I forget that other people also have issues, then I begin viewing other people not as people with issues, but just as others. Somebody who's different than me. And if somebody's different than me, then they must not be doing things right. But when we do this, we overlook a very fundamental part about who people are. I've been working with people for a long time, probably 20 years. I'd have to sit and like kind of do the math. Were we 18 or 19? Let's just say 20 years for the sake of argument. It has become abundantly clear to me over 20 years that most people want the same things. Most people just want to feel good about who they are. Most people just want their families to feel good and to be taken care of. Most people just want to live a life they can be proud of. Also, one of the things I've realized is that most people try to do what they think is right. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that most people do what is right. I think most people try to do what they think is right. But when we get down to it, what more can I ask of somebody? The most I can ask of myself is that I always try to do what I think is right. Most I can ask of somebody else too. The other thing that I've learned over years of working with people is that most people share the same values. Most people don't think it's okay to lie. Doesn't mean they don't do it, but they don't think it's okay. If my wife and I are having a disagreement about a lie I got caught telling, the disagreement isn't going to be about whether it's right or wrong to lie. The disagreement's going to be about why I thought it was right to lie to her. And so even when people do things that we don't agree with, people tend to share the same values. Again, they don't always act them out, but they tend to share the same values. But to me, remembering these things is really important because a lot of people forget this. They treat other people as others. They treat other people as though they're not the same as them. They treat their spouse as though they're different than them because they don't agree. They treat their neighbor as though they're somebody different because they have different political views, whatever the case might be. But we don't want to do this. We don't want to fall into this trap that anybody who doesn't live the way I live is wrong. We don't want to fall into this trap who anybody who doesn't believe what I believe is wrong, is the other. Because when people are the other, they stop being human. And when people stop being human, they stop being worthy of compassion. And that's not what we want. We don't want to live our lives without compassion. Not because of the people around us, but for ourselves. It does me no good to walk around the world hating everybody I see. It does me no good to walk around angry because the world's not what I think it should be. It does much more for me as a person, as a father, as an individual, to develop compassion for other people, to be able to teach my son, yeah, you know what? People living on the streets is not good. But see this woman? She's clearly struggling with something. And in our family, and it used to be in our country, we didn't make fun of people just because they're having issues. We don't make people's hardships harder just because they're having issues. It used to be, and in my family it still is, we take care of people who have issues because that's the right thing to do. And look, there are very simple reasons why caring about others is important. One, I would argue it's just the right thing to do. Two, I would say it makes the world a little bit better of a place. But never mind those sort of like Pollyannish sort of idealist sort of things. There are very direct impacts on the way I feel as a result of the way I view other people. But see, we don't want this. We want to move to a place where we treat people with compassion, where we treat people with understanding, right? We want to move to a place where we understand that if we disagree 5% of the time, we still agree 95% of the time. We want to move to a place where we realize that we're all just trying to do our best to get through this thing called life. And the more I can do to help somebody else through their journey, the better it is for me on my journey. We don't want to live our lives looking down on others because we don't agree with the life they live. It's not our job. It's not our responsibility. Ultimately, what we want to do is get to a place where we can view others as people, people with issues, people who are struggling, people who disagree with us, but ultimately as people. Because when we lose that, we lose a fundamental part of ourselves. When we lose the ability to view others as people, we lose the ability to be compassionate towards them. And when we lose the ability to be compassionate towards other people, we start losing the ability to be compassionate overall. And we don't want that. We don't want that for our own selves, and we don't want that for the world we live in. We want to move to a place where we view all of us as doing our best to get through this thing called life. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.